Track 9, and now it's back to the news. A pair of young thugs have been jailed for a brutal attack in Newton Abbot on a late-night drinker whose face was shattered by repeated kicks and stamps. Kai Webb and Lewis Botfield knocked out victim Matthew Capel in the service area behind the Golden Lion pub in Newton Abbot and then piled into him as he lay motionless on the ground. They were caught on CCTV aiming kicks and stamps at his head during a 13-second spree of violence, which only ended when friends came to his rescue. He was left permanently scarred from multiple fractures of his cheekbones, nose and eye sockets, had 4 weeks off work, and his vision and facial appearance have been permanently affected. The attack followed an exchange of words between two groups who were out drinking on July the 21st, 2021, shortly after the end of the third COVID lockdown. The two attackers originally faced the serious charge of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, but a jury at Exeter Crown Court were unable to agree on a verdict, and the prosecution chose not to have a retrial after consulting with the victim. Webb, 27, of Sidmouth, and Botfield, 26, of Drumway Heathfield, both admitted the lesser offence of causing grievous bodily harm at an earlier hearing. Webb also admitted possession of a knife in Newton Abbot on September the 8th, 2021, and causing actual bodily harm to a woman in Sidmouth on May the 3rd, 2022. He was jailed for 3 years and 7 months, and Botfield for 15 months by Judge Stephen Cleamy at Exeter Crown Court. He told them this assault happened when entirely innocent members of the public were out trying to enjoy themselves after the pandemic. Violence of this nature in the street is completely unwarranted and must be met with imprisonment.
Restoration work to a historic lake at Stover begins. Work to restore part of a former lake at Stover Country Park has begun. The park this week announced that work to partially restore the Serpentine Lake, which was a key feature of the Stover Estate dating back to the 18th century, has started. The lake once carried water before filling up with silt and disappearing as a noticeable feature in the 1950s. But the Restoring Stover Park project is aiming to change that. The project aims to make the park more resilient whilst enhancing its heritage and environment for people to engage with. And a part of this enhancement will see a section of the historic Serpentine Lake re-established. Contractors MURLAC have been tasked with the restoration, with MRK Plant and Groundworks carrying out the excavation. Silt is to be removed down to the original clay line, creating a body of water with varying depth. And a new path will also be created to enable visitors to walk alongside the lake. And there's a photograph of the area seen and a notice on the gate saying, Restoring Stover Park Project.
Kirsty braves the shave for fourth time. For the fourth time, Kirsty Fordham has braved a head shave, this time on her birthday, in front of her mum, Cheryl Bergman, who is undergoing cancer treatment herself. 43-year-old Kirsty lost her locks again. Her family and friends were also at the Strand Centre in Dawlish to watch. Friend Kaz Webb did the honours with the clippers, and before long, Kirsty, who suffers from alopecia, no longer had her shoulder-length brown hair. She said, "I did this 2 years ago for Macmillan, and this time I'm raising money for Cancer Research UK. It's all for my mum." Kirsty has raised several hundred pounds for the charity.
Toilets closed after fire. A suspected arson attack has forced the closure of a Tynmouth toilet block. The men's toilets at the Point car park are now closed for the foreseeable future after the fire. The second time in the last few weeks, the block has been targeted. Firefighters were alerted to the blaze, which is believed to have been started deliberately. Tynmouth Town Council said it was the second time the facilities had been targeted by fire in recent weeks and the toilets were unusable due to the damage. A statement from the Town Council said firefighters had reported the toilet had sustained 5% fire damage and 70% smoke damage. The statement said, despite these efforts, the extent of the smoke damage has rendered the toilets unusable. Consequently, the facilities will be closed for the foreseeable future while extensive cleaning and necessary repair work is carried out. We regret any inconvenience this closure may cause to residents and visitors. The safety and comfort of our community are our top priorities, and we are committed to restoring the facilities as quickly as possible. The incident has been reported to the police for investigation. We urge anyone with any information about this incident to contact local authorities to assist in the investigation and prevent future occurrences.
The Guerrilla Gardeners. Guerrilla gardeners in Tynmouth have cleared an overgrown area opposite the fire station after a disabled resident outlined difficulties caused by the excessive foliage. Volunteers, including Newton Abbott's new MP Martin Wrigley and town councillors, set to work to clear the dense greenery to improve access and visibility in an area close to a busy junction. Guerrilla gardening is a community activity. We hope to engage and encourage others to join in, making Tynmouth look good, explained Councillor Dan Comer. Despite its name, guerrilla gardening is for everybody, added David Cox. Parents involve their children so they can learn about gardening, and older residents take part to share their knowledge and experience. The whole community is welcomed and encouraged to take part in reclaiming and improving their home. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley added, parliamentary duties notwithstanding, I still intend to be helping in community projects when time permits. And there are various photographs of the various projects. Guerrilla gardeners tackle an overgrown verge. Tynmouth Guerrilla Gardeners, a picture of them. And two more of gardeners tidying up the whole area around the Tynmouth Fire Station.
Firefighters tackle A38 fire. A vehicle fire on the A38 saw firefighters mobilised. Two fire engines attending the incident near Ashburton, which occurred on Tuesday the 6th of August. Upon arrival, the incident commander deemed the second appliance unnecessary. It was a small fire in the engine compartment. The fire was caused by a blown turbo. The Ashburton crew carried out an inspection and used a spill kit on a small oil spillage.